Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
I'm not sure there's anyone whose online dating profile doesn't have at least a few lies and exaggerations, but some are worse than others. So they asked people, what lie would bother you the most when you finally met the person in real life? So here are the lies that bother the men the most. Turns out the woman was a lot older than they claimed. Maybe she weighed a lot more than she claimed, or they were a lot younger than they claimed. Age and physical appearance.
Not surprised.
Let's see. The lies that bother women the most. The guy turns out to be a lot younger than he claimed, or a lot older than he claimed.
How do people think they're going to get away with those? Those are the lies that just, I mean, you know, lie about where you got your college degree, maybe. You might be able to pull that off with a partner, but how old you are and how much you weigh.
The other lie that bothered women the most are men who were a lot shorter than they claimed.
Again, you can't say you're 6 foot when you're 5'4".
Maybe they're just hopeful their charm will lead them over the hump.
They're hoping she'll be so overwhelmed with my charm and personality.
She won't notice.
That she won't care. So, what lies don't bother people all that much? Men are least concerned with someone being a little taller or shorter than they claim. Don't care. If she weighs less than they claim.
Oh, that's great. That's a bonus.
Oh, good.
I'm going to let that one go.
Fascinating.
If she has a less impressive job than she claimed. Okay. Women, on the other hand, were least concerned with someone being taller than they claimed or weighing a little more or a little less, more or less than they claimed. So they weren't like super focused on the weight so much. Yeah, it had more to do with age and their height. Isn't that interesting?
That is.
Yeah. The height, yeah. I mean, like, Jen's right, though. How are you going to pull these things off in person?
You just can't.
And if they're lying about that from the get-go, what else is being...
It's funny because it's like stretched. The height is how that affects her.
Yeah.
You know, how she looks standing next to him. So what is the biggest online dating lie you've caught someone in? The biggest online dating lie you've caught someone in. And I don't think anybody in this room has ever dated
online,
right?
Dating, so
ever?
We can't really.
I like minimally dabbled, and then I met Scott. So I can't really say that I
That's
did.
That's true. You kind of were poking around for a bit.
Like I had just launched a free profile, and it was like, it really wasn't for me.
Yeah.
I have to see you in person. I have to be drunk to hang out with you in the beginning because that's when I let my guard down.
But are you really seeing that person if you're drunk, though?
Right.
Like, are you seeing them for real?
No, because remember my rule, if you're not going to drive a car, you're not going to drive your love life. Remember?
Yes, that
you can't get drunk and hang out.
You would say that regularly. And it was usually after a date when you'd had a couple too many.
But I did go on a couple blind dates with people just randomly. Like my friend, you know, would be like, this girl, Terry, that I met at Bosom Ball was like, I got a really good guy for you. I'm like, okay, set it up. And so I would just blindly go in and be like, hi, are you Jeff? Nice to meet you.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't have to know anything about them in the beginning.
So open-minded of you.
Yes.
Guy named Tim on Facebook just sent us a message. He says, I met a girl and she told me to pick her up at Florence Mall. When I got there, she had a suitcase in her hand. Obviously, she stayed there all night, had a friend run a background check. She had warrants in 5 states.
All right.
Gosh. There's
a keeper right there.
Nice.
All right. 513-749-2320. What is the biggest online dating lie? Biggest online dating lie you've caught someone in. And I just be curious because I know that there are people who are listening right now that have, you know, told these lies, led people to believe one thing. And I'd like to know what it was that you lied about and what made you think that you were going to get away with it. Like, what was your plan? What if this was someone who actually, I don't know, you know, checked you on this stuff? How are you expecting that to work out in the end? Did you think that that person would just be overwhelmed with your charm, or did you think they just wouldn't notice? Dating lies that bother people the most when they finally meet someone. And the worst thing that you can lie about is basically your age, your height, and your weight. Your height, if you're a guy, and your weight more so if you're a woman. So let's see. Let's start with Holly. Hey, Holly, how are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Good. So are you the liar, or are we talking about
I am not the liar.
Oh, you're not the liar. So what is the biggest online dating lie that you've caught someone in?
Okay, so I was on Tinder, and I was talking to this guy, and he told me that he had kids. And I was like, oh, okay, like, that's cool. And he would send me pictures of them and tell me these, like, elaborate stories.
Of his kids.
That's a good dad. Of his kid. And then I was like, oh, do you have a picture of you and your kid together? Like, I'd love to see, like, you with your kid. And he always said no, that he would get some. And it turned out that the kid pictures that he was using was a friend from high school.
Oh,
oh my
God. Really?
Really?
Yeah. It was bananas. It was absolutely insane.
And, like, how did he think that was going to... Was he just trying to get a hookup? He obviously could not have been looking for a relationship because...
I don't know.
That is so
And maybe
nuts.
That's it. Like, I can understand how a guy would say, pose for, you know, photos with a dog or a niece or a nephew if he just wanted to get a hookup.
Yeah. His friend from high school's kid.
That's funny.
Unbelievable.
Wow. I love it, Holly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fascinating.
People are funny, aren't they?
They really are. Hi, Katie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's the biggest online dating lie you've caught someone in?
That they were single.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. That's a pretty good one.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was rough. I got a text from her girlfriend, actually, and asked if we were dating. And I was like, I told them, yeah, we are. And she was like, well, this is her girlfriend. And it was a big mess.
Oh, lovely.
Yep.
Yeah, that was great.
Well, she can't blame you. You didn't know.
That's right.
True. I did not.
All right. Thank you, Katie.
Of course. You guys have a good day.
You too. Hey, Karen, what is the biggest online dating lie you've caught someone in?
Well, it's not too scandalous, but I found it pretty funny. After I had dated this person, I guess they weren't getting enough hits on their profile for being never married and never having kids. So I see them online later, and all of a sudden they're divorced.
Oh, and wow.
Then I had another one that was widowed and never married, never had kids. And, you know, within a couple months, one's divorced, one's widowed.
Because, yeah, women are looking at them, never been married, and they're 40 years old. They're immediately thinking, well, there's got to be something wrong with
Isn't
him.
Isn't that interesting?
They're trying to say, well, there was at least one person out there that thought at least for a little bit that they wanted to marry me.
Win the sympathy vote.
Wow.
Fascinating. Thanks, Karen.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah. Hey, Janine.
Yeah.
What's the biggest online dating lie you've caught someone in?
I actually haven't online dated in a very long time, probably 5 or 6 years, and I'm now happily married. But there were several men that I came across that did not make it very clear that they were not actually divorced yet.
Mm.
So it's like he's on the way to being divorced, but hasn't.
Yeah, because how many women are going to date a guy that says he's separated? Right.
Well, right. And then, of course, once you start to like somebody and then it becomes a little more clear, then you're kind of already hooked. And what do you do?
They know.
Right.
Yeah, they just got to get you hooked.
Right.
All right, Janine. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
So we asked this question on our Facebook page. You can like us on Facebook, by the way. We're Jeff and Jen on Q102 on Facebook. What's the biggest online dating lie you've caught someone in?
Jenny says that the guy said he was an easygoing, laid-back guy, but then got really, really, really upset when she didn't reply back to his text message right away. Trisha says, 1, I've been divorced twice. Truth, 3 times. 2, I've worked with individuals with special needs. Truth, unemployed. 3, I still talk to my exes, but we're friends. Truth, I'm accepted. obsessed with my ex, and we're still swapping nudes. Leslie says, dude was getting ready to go to the clink for a couple years because he embezzled over $1 million from the pharmaceutical company he was working for. I ended it as soon as I found out, but then he called me at least 10 times from the prison and even had his mom calling me.
Oh, wow.
And then Courtney says, she was told, hey, I have PTSD from a tour in Afghanistan where I saw a bus of women and children blown up, and I had to put a child out of his misery when he was the only one alive after his village had been destroyed. Truth, he did a peaceful tour in Africa.
Wow.
What the hell? If you want to do some good reading today at work, Jeff and Jen, Q102 Facebook page.
Gosh.
Go read. I'm just scraping the surface.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at some of these. Lana says, I went out with a guy who swore he was a resident at UC Hospital in their surgery program. We dated for 3 months, and I kept saying, wow, it's so weird that he has so much free time.
My friend of mine dated this guy who told her he was a doctor, and so they dated for a little bit, and they were out in Mount Adams or whatever, and his friends were with him, and he's like, oh, man, it was just a crazy day. I had, like, 10 surgeries this morning, and it's really tired. I need a drink. And all of his friends were like, wait a minute. What? You never finished college, dude.
Oh wow.
That's funny.
Those people that are listening right now that are looking for a sign to not online date, this is your segment.
This is it right here.
This woman decided to follow up on the guy who said he was a resident at UC. So she ended up dropping by there, and she gets there and finds him in maintenance coveralls.
Oh.
And he said he was wearing them because he was, quote unquote, helping out. But that he really is working on a specific floor for cardiac surgery, and turns out cardiac care isn't even on that floor. And I kept asking questions before he finally admitted that he is a janitor, which is fine had he not lied.
Just be real about it.
Yeah. And he had just started like 2 weeks before they started dating.
No way.
Yeah, but I guess she found out later that not only had he flunked out of med school, but he was hopping from job to job and girl to girl with the same story.
You know, whenever I catch somebody lying to me, I just try to remind myself, okay, they're lying to me because they want me to have a higher opinion of them than they have of themselves.
Oh, I would imagine that's why anyone lies.
It's exactly why everyone lies. And so it's so immediate. You can pick up, you can figure out other people's insecurities so very, very quickly. Because that's why they're doing it.
Yeah, why have you lied?
Well, yeah, I've lied because I didn't want people to know the truth, because I'm embarrassed about the truth.
There you go.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.